The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I spent a little bit of time, just a few days, with a wonderful Indian Vipassana teacher named Manindraji. And he had a wonderful teaching that I've carried with me ever since. And that was about Vipassana practice. He said that if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. And that's a great reminder to carry that with you, because it's so easy to get complicated. And a fair number of people, and I noticed, to come around to this kind of insight scene, meditation scene, tend to be smart, maybe too smart. And so to remember to keep it simple, I think it's useful, because it's easy to get not simple, not mindful, but thoughtful, full of thoughts, full of ideas, trying to figure it out, trying to make sense of it, try to fix, try to solve, try to imagine where it's all going, all kinds of ways in which we, and trying to engineer the practice, trying to, be mindful. Instead of being mindful in a simple way, it's paying attention to trying to understand the utter complexity of the present moment, all the causes and conditions, all the different aspects going on. But to remember to keep it simple. If it's not simple, it's probably not mindfulness. And one of the simplest ways of keeping it simple that can be very helpful is to notice what's called the vedana, or usually it's translated into English as sometimes now as a feeling tone. It said that whatever experience you're having, no matter how complicated or simple the experience is, there's the tone of it, the feeling tone of it, is either pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant. And to bring your mindfulness to notice that simple aspect of whatever's going on, this is unpleasant, or this is pleasant, or this is neither, can be very powerful to cut through the situation. So to give you an example, you might be in a very chaotic social situation. Maybe you don't like big social gatherings where everyone's talking loud, the music is blaring, and then people near you are angry. And it's and so then you could be complicated about it, kind of analyzing it and wondering, what are the causes and conditions that got you there, and what is the right rejoinder in response to these people who are angry on your right and the people who are, drunk on your left, and trying to figure out next time you come, what kind of hearing plugs to bring, and you could kind of problem solving it all. Or it's possible to recognize this is an unpleasant situation. And in the recognition this is unpleasant, sometimes the whole situation kind of can get clarified, or not the situation, but you get clarified. This is an unpleasant situation. It's just unpleasant. And I just have to be now with this unpleasant. And some people find just recognizing, this is unpleasant. This is what unpleasant is like. I can deal with unpleasant. I can't deal with the drunks on my left and the angry people on my right, and who knows about what's supposed to be do with that. But I can deal with unpleasant. And then we just breathe. Be simple. Just, this is unpleasant. That recognition. Or there can be wonderful situations that give birth to all kinds of great desires. It's so wonderful, so great. He, she is so great. The food, the menu is so great. This and that, all these things. And it's easy for some minds to get involved in desire, wanting that. And then planning how to get it. Or imagining and having all kinds of scenarios of what it's like if I don't get it. And whether you're conscious or not, the mind can make up amazing fantasies around our needs and our desires and how it fits into the great novel of my life, and needed for my fulfillment and stuff like that. And another whole approach is to look at the vedana, the feeling tone, and say, oh, that's very pleasant. That's a pleasant person. It's pleasant to be with that person. And then keep it simple. Stay with the pleasure, the pleasantness of it. And don't be ahead of yourself into the world of desire and fantasies and work and all that. It's just pleasant. It's a pleasant to be looking at this creative menu. It's pleasant. So if it's not simple, it's not mindfulness. How can you keep the situation simple? And how can you justify keeping it simple? And one way you justify keeping it simple, that it's okay for the practice to be simple, is to make a distinction between how you are and what the situation is. Because what we're looking for in meditation practice or in mindfulness practice is not that mindfulness is going to solve all our life issues that need to be solved. But rather, meditation practice is going to help us to breathe easy in the middle of whatever situation we're in. Meditation practice, mindfulness practice, can help us to be at ease in the difficult social situation, at ease in the pleasant social situation, to keep breathing easily, not have our breath get contracted or tight, or for us to get tense or to get swept into fantasies, ideas and desires. But the task is, can we stay close at home? Can we stay with ourselves without losing our relaxed state of being, or being at ease, or being at home, or being settled in the situation? And then once you can, so that's the reason to just keep it simple. So how simple can I be with the situation so that I can get back to myself and just find how to breathe easily, breathe at ease? And once you find that, then you're in a better position to problem solve. And then you might realize that maybe it wasn't a problem after all. Or you don't have to make it into a problem. Or maybe now you realize it really is a problem. You better figure out how to pay your taxes. And so, okay, I have to deal with this. But now you can deal with maybe from an easier place, a more clear place, because you've come back to a simple way of being. So it might be nice for you to experiment with carrying the word simple with you as you go about your day. Keep it simple. What's the simple way of being mindful? What way can I be mindful now in the most simple way possible so that I can be more at ease in this situation? There can be more ease in it. So we might, this next week, use simplicity. So when I was with that time with Manindraji, I had my traveler's check stolen in Calcutta. And so I went to see him that day, and I told him what had happened. And he looked at me and said, "Gil, it's important to be simple, but don't be a simpleton." Okay, so thank you for that. So we now have some time for cleaning the center. And the idea is to do it mindfully, do it with simplicity. Just one way to do things simply is just do them. And just do them. Just give yourself over. Just do that. And from time to time, it's nice to have someone clean the refrigerator. I don't know how much it needs to be done right now, but there's a melon that's in there that... it's beginning to have some interesting growth on it that I think we'd rather have that growth happen elsewhere. So maybe someone could give some attention to the refrigerator and clean it out. And great, thank you. And if you have something, your lunch, stored in there, you might want to get to it before Cheryl gets too far in. And also, the floor, the hardwood floor we have out there, out the main floor and the hallway and the kitchen there, It picks up these scuff marks and stains and stuff. I wonder if someone would like to go around I usually do it with a wet paper towel, go around and kind of look down and see where you can, if you look carefully, you see more stains than is obvious. You want to do that? Just clean up a little bit the floor? Thank you. And then when you have an assignment, you can go start doing it. So.
So we'll be cleaning for 15 minutes, and at the end of the 15 minutes, you'll hear a bell, and at that point, stop what you're doing, put all tools away, and then come and join us at the social hall for closing. May I have 6 people to work outside, cleaning the grounds? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay, 6. Thank you. 4 people to clean restrooms. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Great. And someone to vacuum. Thank you. Someone to clean the social hall. Okay. And someone to do the recycling, take out the garbage. Back there. Thank you. That's you. Thanks. And then someone to clean the door, the windows. Thank you. And we have the vacuuming of the entrance mats and the stage. Does anyone like to vacuum? Okay, thank you. And then we have plenty of dusting to do. Okay, clean the shelves and then more dusting. Anybody
probably
else?
Someone can just clean more in the kitchen besides the refrigerator. So, you want to maybe you can do that?
Tidy
up the kitchen, clean whatever dishes are there and whatever makes sense.
Okay.
Whatever makes sense there.
Do we have more volunteers? There is always cleaning outside and dusting the counters. You like to do that? You could dust in the counters. Yeah. Yeah. And then there is more cleaning in the interview room. Anyone like to do any dusting or cleaning that needs to be done? Organizing the cushions. Does anyone like to do that? Thank you. Do we have more volunteers? Yeah. 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 There is more cleaning outside always. So please feel free to go outside and pick a project.